This is Dr. Lee dictating a history physical. Patient name Stitt, S-T-I-T-T, Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E. Date of birth 9/23/1963. Place Future Kircha Village. Date of service 8/19/2023. History of present illness. This is a 59-year-old gentleman with a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and poly substance abuse, anxiety, depression. He presented to Franklin Care Hospital. He was initially evaluated Union Memorial Hospital from July 23rd to August 11. Initially, he presented with a leukocytosis, AKI, rhabdomyolysis. He was found to have sepsis secondary to pneumonia with hypoxic respiratory failure, required high flow nasal cannula, paramnionic effusion, for which he was having two pigtail chest tube, pigtail chest tube placement inserted on July 28 until August 1st. Posterior chest tube was removed on August 1st despite chest tube. Patient has persistent loculated effusion. He received 3 days of intrapleural thrombolytic therapy with no response. Case was discussed with the cardiothoracic surgeon who recommended transfer to decarticulation to Franklin Square Hospital. Transfer for decarticulation to Franklin Square. Patient was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital on August 12th. He was consulted with thoracic surgical team and right-sided capital V, capital A, capital T, capital S. VATS was done on August 13th. Initially managed an IMC, substatic post removal of the chest tube. Thoracic surgeon recommended to continue antibiotic course for ID. Recommended aggressive incentive spirometry. Ambulator started, followed thoracic surgeon in 2 weeks. Physical therapy saw the patient. The recommended subacute rehab. Deconditioned with multiple medical problems. Recent surgery. Patient was managed for empyema, empyema of the lung. Initially chest tube placement, intrapleural fibrinolysis with the TPA time 3. Status post VAT, VATS on August 13. And subsequently he was recommended to continue augmentin for 2 weeks. Patient was also known to have DVT of the lower extremity. He has been on Eliquis twice a day for anticoagulation. Respiratory failure with hypoxia started to improve. Incentive spirometry was raised and hypertension was managed. Patient has a hypotensive episode was resolved with IV fluid. AKI was managed and he was maintained on Xanax for anxiety disorder and hyperlipidemia. He was maintained on atorvastatin. Patient has ascending aortic aneurysm 4 cm, present at admission. Outpatient follow was advised. Patient was stabilized and sent to subacute rehab. When I saw the patient today, patient has discomfort in the right chest at the surgical site. No chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, hypertension, next line, anxiety disorder, next line, poly substance abuse, hyperlipidemia, reward system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no vision, cardiac, no chest pain, no vomiting, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary hematuria, pulmonary, some chest discomfort at the right side. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg every 8 hours, DONF treatment, Q4 hour PRN, Xanax 0.5 mg TID, augmentin 875 mg BID for 11 days, apixaban 5 mg BID, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, Xenacor daily, estilapram 10 mg daily, gabapentin 600 mg TID, ganafacin 200 mg Q4 Q6-hour PRN,
okay.
lisinopril 20 milligram daily, oxycodone 5 milligram,
okay.
Q6-hour PRN for 7 days.
Cefovolamine.
Hey, Natalie.
Oh, you don't see
me. Angela, you still here?
No, you don't see me.
Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, unit time 3, blood pressure 150 over 100, pulse 70, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 90%, head rate macronomophilic, eyes anacaric, no unit discharge, neck supportivity, chest non-tender, lungs, diminished breath on the right lower lung, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non-turn balsam positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuros is awake, alert, pre-enter time 3, move all extremities equal. Laboratory data in the hospital, patient underwent bronchoscopy, VAGS VATS procedure. They send the cultures and AFB was negative so far. Infectious disease was consulted.
Window.
I thought that fungus, no growth, preliminary reports. Social history of substance abuse. Physical exam, as I mentioned, assessment, patient is admitted, empyema, right lung, stress post chest tube placement that's failed, intrapleural fibrinolysis failed, subsequently patient underwent right lung VAT, VATS procedure. Next line DVT, lower extremity. Next line, stress post respiratory failure with the hypoxia resolved. Next line, hypertension. Next line, poly substance abuse. Next line, hypotension resolved. Next line, AKI. Next line, anxiety and depression. Next line, hyperlipidemia. History of substance abuse, cocaine and fentanyl. History of ascending aortic aneurysm. Plan of care. Will continue all his current medications. Follow up lab electrolyte, outpatient follow up with the thoracic surgery will be arranged. Continuous current antibiotics. And follow up lab electrolyte. Keep and discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.